Juniors right there, kicking off our show here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Good evening. I'm Juliette Frumholt, your host from now until 11 o'clock. We have a great show for you. Up first, we have some awesome live music. I am so excited to get to know this band. They come to us from Columbus under some great recommendation, and we're going to hear them acoustic style tonight. But we're certainly going to talk about the full production. We'll get to know them here in a second, but first, let's kick it off with some tunes from Electro Cult Circus. Take it away, you guys.
Thank you, Juliet. This is Seethings.
Saw the colors in my mind, you'd be surprised to find there's nothing we can't turn to lies besides the clear blue sky. And we've been sitting just outside the party. God and I decide if it is worth it all to die again, die again, die again, die again. If you saw the colors in my mind, you'd be surprised to find there's nothing we can't turn to lies besides the clear blue sky. And we've been sitting just outside the party. God and I decide if it is worth it all to die again, die. Die again, die again, die again, yeah, yeah.
All right, That was okay, but I just want to say, I don't want to make any excuses here, but when that big furry dog...
It's the biggest dog I've ever seen.
That was the cutest
thing. There was a big, giant, furry dog horse that came and greeted us at the door, and it was hard to not laugh.
And I knew Jessica was going to laugh, and then it made me start laughing, and I messed chords up.
It got messy.
Normally, we're way more professional.
Gosh, way more professional.
Okay, we're Electrical Circus. That was Seedings.
That was on our last album, which was called...
I Want to Know, I Don't
Want to
Know.
I Want to Know, I Don't Want to Know.
But this one is, we'll talk about all that. This is going to be on our new album, which has no name yet, but it's about heartbreak.
It's called A Horse With No Name.
Upon a time we were warm and in bed. Now I can't stand your empty head. Soulless eyes left me at the side of the road. Glad to be away from you and walking alone. Cause
I don't love you anymore.
Took all my hand. You slept with my brother and all of my friends. Now I don't ever wanna see you again. Cause
I don't love you anymore. I don't need you no more.
Clap along at home.
Your car, wherever.
Hope you're all listening.
You better be.
My mom.
And also my mom.
Not my mom.
It's been 5 years since we last spoke. Where you are now, nobody knows. The longer you're gone, coldness grows in my heart. I realize now it wasn't you, was me from the start. Cause
I don't love me anymore.
It's Electro Cult Circus live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO with a special invisible to the listeners appearance from Radio Mookie, dog of Radio Basim, hanging out at YSO. Welcome, you guys. So happy to have you here.
Thank you. We were happy to be here before the dog appearance, but
doesn't
now
it just
it's
make
like,
it like
it's like extraordinary. It's like surpassed any other thing we've done.
Whose dog is that? Is that your dog?
No, that is Radio Basim, who's our Friday night funk host. That's his dog.
Oh my god, what a sweetie.
We love him. Yeah, we think he looks like Sprocket from Fraggle Rock.
Totally. Oh yeah, I see it.
So tell me the origin story of Electro Cult Circus, because based on what I've read, it's long and windy and has some of its history and one of my favorite topics, which is cable access and many, many things. So tell me a little bit about how all of this got started.
Well, we come from the Black Swamp region. No, we come from Defiance, Ohio, originally. Nobody that was in the band then besides me is in the band now. I am the long-lasting, I am the oak at the center, the old man. But, yeah, it was a public access show, which was kind of my my sign-off to that city, which kind of made some of my friends angry. And it just, I don't know why, I called it Electro Cult Circus. And then a friend of mine back there named Jakey Lambert, great guitar player, he thought, that's a great band name. And he kind of ran with it for a minute, and then I kind of stole it back. And he was in the band for a bit, too. And then since then, really, it's gone from like 3 people to 17 people to 4 people to 5 people. And we've kind of been keeping these songs in there. So the songs kind of live on, but... You know, currently I'm married to the best version of this band there ever has been. Everyone's got, they know their spots. They don't mouth back too much.
No, it's true. We know our places.
Had to marry one of them.
That's true. But no, well, she's the one that can mouth back, though.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You need that balance.
That's true.
I'm the only one.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about the band in its present incarnation, because I know that it is both a band and then some.
Yeah. Well, it's weird. So you're listening right now. Maybe you've heard us before. Maybe you haven't. You're tapping your foot along. You might already be in the band and not know it. We kind of have a habit of just taking on members. It's like, oh, you're at every show. I guess you're in the band now. So it's like,
which actually makes us lose audience members because they're all in our band.
The ratio shifts there.
Yeah.
Stop adding people to the band.
All of a sudden, it looked like a really good show, and then everybody got on stage. But there's so much more. I mean, we want to write great songs and make cool records and do cool things, but. The roots of it being that it started as a video thing, we've always tried to make it be more of a show than just, you know, a band playing, like some dudes playing guitars and singing or whatever, you know. So there's always guest performers, burlesque, belly dancers, perhaps some sort of a visual element video-wise. Magicians, yep, we've done that. Yeah. There's always something more is the idea. Because, I don't know, we have short attention spans. We're bored of our songs, too.
The weirder, the better.
Yeah. I'm always curious. So when you've got all of these different forms of art intersecting, how do you sort of balance out, you know, the writing of the songs and the playing of the music and then the sort of curation that has to happen for all of the other art? Does it just kind of happen very organically as you meet people along the way? Or is there a very deliberate, like... Oh, we're going to do, you know, this particular show at this venue and we want these performative elements to accompany the music.
Oh, totally. So songwriting and all that stuff happens at band practice, and that's the boring part. Then it comes to booking our shows, and it really depends on what show it is. Like you said, you know, it depends on the venue. It depends on the crowd size. It depends on the stage itself. Like Casey had mentioned, there has been times where we've had like 12 people up on stage, and we can't bring all those people plus dancers if it's a tiny little area. So for the bigger shows, we bring like they mentioned, belly dancers, burlesque dancers, fire spinners. If we have room for it, we're going to bring it with us because, like Mike also said, we get bored. So we want people to not just see 4 dudes and a guitar. We want people to see, oh my gosh, that's a really pretty girl. She hangs out with them. That's pretty cool. I'm going to start listening to them because they carry pretty girls around with them.
It's
a good hook. Yeah, it's a very good gimmick. But then we do, you know, ComFest in Columbus, and it's just crazy town. So we're like bringing all of our friends. You know, we're just having a party basically on stage. And we want people to feel that from us. We want them to join in on the party. They want to dance. They want to get beads thrown at their faces.
It's like Arcade Fire, but not as serious.
Yeah, that's a good way to... We're joking around about it being a hook with the extra performers and all our guests and all our friends that come on stage with us. But we're pretty involved in the burlesque scene in Central Ohio, too. Vivian's a performer. Actually, she's going to be competing Master of Singing in... Burley picks. I think I don't know. I think she's got a good shot. I think she might
Thank
win
you.
That puppy. I own a burlesque bar. Casey's been actually booking burlesque shows as long as I have. So it's an art form that we're really excited about, and we're really just love bringing that out to people too.
And literally, they're all our friends.
So. We love it for two reasons. One, it's sexy, and two, it really bothers some people. And
yeah,
we
yeah.
love that. It's antagonizing to some. So those people, we like to ruffle their feathers.
Having booked a variety show that had burlesque, yes. I feel you on that, yeah. Mm-hmm. I do think it's interesting. You guys have probably observed, I mean, we've seen it here in the Dayton area, that although it definitely still does ruffle some feathers, burlesque and variety shows and sideshow acts and all of that are definitely coming back into the zeitgeist mm-hmm. a little bit. Does that make it easier to bring what you're doing to new communities and to branch out with your audience a little bit?
You'd think.
Yeah. Sometimes. It seems like some places are just like, come on in. And then other places, I don't know. I can't tell. I don't know each. I try to not take it too personally, but sometimes it's hard to get in some doorways. Mm-hmm. Other doorways are way open. It's like they're almost begging you to come in there.
Yeah. Some people are afraid of like various forms of sexuality beyond, you know, the whatever the obvious thing is that we don't talk about, you know.
Yeah.
And honestly, as soon as you start talking about even that, really freaks people out.
Yeah.
But still, you wouldn't think, but
I think even
always
having a burlesquer in the band makes people feel weird.
Yeah.
Like that, yeah.
We, you know, there,
nice.
There's a there was a phase where it kind of bothered me. I was like, I thought more people would embrace this, and then now it's kind of a point of pride almost. Like, I'm glad.
It's like the new punk rock.
Yeah, I'm hoping mm-hmm. we're really like the New York punk scene. But you know, we also Mike really promotes at his bar, Bossy Girls, at Columbus, Ohio. You should check it out. Best burlesque bar in town.
Mm, please.
we really promote like body love, body. You know, mm-hmm. different shapes, different sizes. For everybody has their own taste. And I think sometimes that freaks people out. But then other people, like how many times have we had a show there where we have someone afterwards being like, I want to do burlesque. You
oh,
know?
Every time.
Like, and, you know, whether they do or not, we always try to push them in.
But be positive, be confident.
It's a great. I've even done burlesque, and I can't take myself sexually seriously at all. But I have done some comedy burlesque, and it's still very cathartic.
Yeah.
That's a good word.
Yeah.
So what does this year look like for you all, especially as we're moving into – you know, summertime, good travel season. Are you all planning to get out on the road? Or I know you've got probably ComFest to look forward to as well.
Yep.
What are things looking like as we head into these warmer months?
So we have Mansfield coming up this upcoming weekend.
Yep, Mansfield, La Luna.
La Luna, if you're in the Mansfield area listening.
Shout out to Chico's brother.
Chico's brother. And then, yes, we have ComFest. We're going to Chicago the same day I'm doing Burley Picks.
Right. We're gonna have to,
Cinco de Mayo. I'm not going to be in Chicago, but these fine fellows will be. And then that's what bar is
June. That's at a place called Heartland Cafe.
Heartland Cafe.
June 9th, we're doing the Newark Pride Festival.
Pride.
We're open for bookings, though. Come at us. If you want us to come freak
come
you
at
out.
Us. Yellow Springs and Dayton area.
We'd love
folks.
To set one up here. That'd be great.
Heavens, yes. We just went to a pretty rad place over there. What is it called again?
We pre-gamed hard. I don't know. We should plug place. But yeah, we found a cool little spot on the way in, and we're going to hit them up.
We'll give them some love, because actually we're going to hear an interview later with a band that's playing there. Give some love to Peaches Grill here
Peaches.
In Yellow Springs. Yes.
Sweet.
Yes.
Tell Peaches spot. To get us too.
Do you mind if I ask you one question real quick, Julia?
Yeah.
Have you seen Dave Chappelle?
Yes.
Okay. I bet everyone has, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, he's like a golden god to me.
He's around.
Is he cool?
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
That's all that matters. All
right.
See, are the things, you know, we're not trying to ride people or whatever, but you just want to know if they're cool.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, all right, are they actually all right?
Well, tell me a little bit about where folks can connect with you, book you, check out your music, all that good stuff online.
I don't know. Is Facebook the best place? We
yes.
got all the social media things.
Facebook has like a 100% response rate because Casey is obsessed.
It's
search for Electro Cult Circus on Facebook. Electro Cult. Is it all one word? It'll come up if you type it all one word. It's ELEC. TROCULT Circus, CIRCUS.
Jess wins the spelling bee.
I love spelling. And then also you can check us out if you want to just listen to us and not talk to us, which some people do. That's fine. iTunes and Amazon and Spotify and Pandora.
Excellent. So all the digital places.
All the digital places, and it's all spelled that same way I spelled it for you earlier. I can do it again if you want. I'm just kidding. Please don't make me do it.
It's all good because we've got links up on Facebook.com/KaleidoscopeRadio. You can go there and connect with Electro Cult Circus. Coming to a town near you, or if you're local, it's worth the trip up to Columbus to go see them, especially during ComFest. I will say
for
that
sure.
is quite the time.
And it's free. No commitment.
Exactly. Well, before we send folks off to the internet to explore what else you have to offer, shall we give them some more live ones?
Sure.
All righty. Our guests are Electro Cult Circus, our friends from Columbus, Ohio. We've got links up to connect with them at Facebook.com/KaleidoscopeRadio. But just keep your browser there and ready and sit back and relax and hear some more live music. Take it away, you guys.
This one is called Anything You Want. Thank you.
No, that's yeah, that's going to be on the new record.
Yeah, new
soon.
Record
soon
coming out there
eventually.
This is off our first
Thirsty
album.
Thirsty Wolverine.
Yeah, the Thirsty Wolverine. That's what we're going to call it. First one's called "Come On In," and it's called New Orleans, about one of our favorite cities. Wait, hold on. I got to do something here real quick.
He's going to change. Oh gosh, he's getting fancy for you guys. He's going to do an effect. Yeah.
The dog didn't come back.
I want the dog to come back.
Come on, pup.
Let's play.
Call
a dog.
Him. He can hear us. Please, pupper. Come home.
He'll come for this song.
Oh.
Do we decide we're doing?
He is a gigantic dog.
Yeah, we're gonna play a Pixies song. It's okay to do a cover, right? Okay.
Thank goodness, because we didn't prepare.
All right. Usually this is on bass, but. I turned way down. Sorry about
that. Yeah, you did.
His teeth were white as snow. What a guess it was to see. walk her every day into a shady place. He's like the dog, but I want him. She said, hey, Paul, hey, Paul, hey, Paul, let's have a ball. Hey, Paul, hey, Paul, hey, Paul, let's have a ball. Hey, Paul, hey, Paul, hey, Paul, let's have a ball. Gigantic, 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 a big, big love. Walk her every day into a shady place. He's like the duck, but I want him. She said, hey, Paul, hey, Paul, hey, Paul, let's have a ball. Hey, Paul, hey, Paul, hey, Paul, let's have a ball. Hey, Paul, hey, Paul, hey, Paul, let's have a ball. Gigantic, 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 a big, big love. Gigantic, a big, big love. Gigantic, 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 a big, big love. 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 A big, big love.
Electro Cult Circus live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Check them out. We've got links to connect with them so you can see them live and check out their albums as well. All of the details at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. You guys, thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Thank you for having us.
Great show. We love it.
Thank you.
Thanks for the support.
My pleasure. Check out Electro Cult Circus, all the details at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. You can link to their music there as well. We'll be back with more here in just a little while. We'll be talking with Collie. They're from Cincinnati, and they're going to be playing in Yellow Springs in a couple of weeks. That's coming up, but first, here's The Devil Makes Three.